vinyl thing in front of us here. What do you think of that there, Vicky? Have you ever seen one of those?
Pretty cool. I have seen one before, yeah. Not quite obsolete.
Right, okay. By the way, just want to take a look at here, because it's not this book I want to talk about for the moment, because a new book has been making headlines in the US recently, Selfish, Shallow and Self-Absorbed. 16 writers on the decision not to have kids. It features essays from the likes of TV presenter and comedian Chelsea Handler and British author Jeff Dyer, discussing how it is a choice to have children or not and how they end up having to justify their decision to others. Now, the book features the views of both men and women, but it would seem that while men who say this are rarely questioned or judged negatively, people find it quite difficult to understand women who make this choice. Now, Vicky is here, Vicky Notaro. She's a journalist who feels this way, and she's decided to write about her views for The Independent this week. So, Vicky, welcome with the record deck in front of you there. First of all, quite a personal thing to discuss in a newspaper. Did you have any doubts about writing such an article?
Do you know what? I've been wanting to write about it for quite a while. I'm 29 years old, and whenever I kind of come out and say, look, I don't think kids are my future, they're not for me, I face a lot of, not only adversity, but kind of sneers of people saying, what do you know, in 10 years' time, you'll be, you know, wishing you did, or in 5 or 6 years, the desire will hit you like a ton of bricks. And I just find that really irritating, because I think approaching 30, I'm fairly certain what I want to do with my life.
More importantly, even if it's possibly true that at 33, 34, it might hit you like a ton of bricks, would you shut up saying that to
exactly.
me?
Exactly. I'm well aware of the biological clock, you know, phenomenon and people being swayed by it, but I just think I'm fairly certain. I've always felt this way, and I know there are a lot of women out there who feel the exact same way and who kind of feel ashamed, or, you know, just don't want to talk about it, don't want to bring it up for fear of people ripping into them. So I just said this book coming out, it was a good time
to write about your own.
Okay.
51552, we're talking to Vicky here about this. So as in, like, you know, you're saying you didn't want to have, has it always been like, is this something that you thought about at all when you were younger, or is it something that occurred to you more recently?
Definitely always. It's always been the way from when I was knee high to a grasshopper. And I think I noticed that I was a bit more unusual when I was an early teenager. You know, other girls were saying, oh, when I grow up I want to have 3 or 4 kids, I love babies, and they'd just be mad for babies. And it's never been in me ever, so I kind of kept quiet about it because I realised that I might be a bit different to the majority of women, and yeah, as I've grown older, it's just kind of solidified my reasoning.
Do you think a lot of years ago it would have been a bit different for people, because there was maybe a lot more pressure on people to procreate, but really the same amount of people probably years ago didn't necessarily want to have kids. They had no real choice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just didn't speak out about it, and just maybe didn't do it. And then, you know, the thing with fertility is that it's fleeting. It comes to a certain age where you can't anymore, and people don't really like to inquire if you don't talk about it, because it can be very rude. There's, you know, myriad reasons why you might not have children.
Yeah.
But I think speaking out about it being a choice is important, and that's why, you know, I'm really delighted that women are talking about it.
I'm not saying Valley of Squinting Windows and you walk down the street and, oh, there she goes, kind of thing. But at the same time, do you think there's an element sometimes of, oh, she's career obsessed, oh, she definitely doesn't like kids, oh, she's a secret drinker?
Well, I didn't know about that last one, but definitely, yeah, people think that, you know, I want to spend all my money on handbags and travel around the world and don't want to be bothered by children.
Maybe you do.
But that's not it.
What is not legitimate about that?
Exactly. Well, each to their own is how I live my life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's not that at all. It's just that I don't really want children. I don't think I'd be a great mother because of that. And I just don't want to feel under any pressure. Like, the weight of expectation on women is massive across the board. And, you know, like, people say to me, oh, you're depriving your poor parents of grandchildren, and it's not just you that this is affecting, as if, you know, they just can't accept that it's a personal decision for everybody.
Have you had that? You're depriving your parents of things? Like, it's
totally
not just you that it's affecting. It is, actually.
100%.
Hello?
Yeah, like, I don't live my life by what other people expect.
Right.
Do you know, it is a choice, and I want people to know that it's a choice. But yeah, oh God, I've got it all. You know, you'll be old and lonely. Who's going to mind you? Who's going to look after you? All that. As if, you know, having kids is a cure for loneliness in old age. It's not. Do you know what I mean?
And, well, listen, seeing as we're swimming in the waters of choice and everybody's making sort of their choice decisions coming soon, if you make a choice not to reproduce, it's just as normal as the other choice.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Okay, I presume, just to get back to what I said earlier, child-free, whatever you want to call it, it's not a new trend, it's always, yeah.
No, it's been around for a while.
It's bubbling over the surface a bit more.
It's becoming a bit more accepted, I think, which is important. Child-free by choice, because a lot of the time, if you don't have any kids, like I said, people don't want to inquire as to why. And I think there's also a certain amount of guilt on people who don't want to have children. Even though it's absolutely nothing to do with us, it's terrible that there are a lot of people out there who really want children and can't have them. And for some reason, we feel guilty, even though our choices don't kind of reflect on theirs at all. I think it is becoming a bit more socially acceptable to speak about it.
Yeah, you haven't been watching any of the political debates in Britain recently on the TV, or Hillary Clinton or all that kind of stuff's been going on, because politicians usually assume that women are only interested in policies that involve children. It's incredible.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, you are actually allowed to be interested in politics.
This is it. But, you know, like, parenting is brilliant. The thing is, I'm not casting judgment on anybody who has children or saying people shouldn't have them or anything like that. And the vast majority of women do. And, you know, it's something that a lot of people really should experience. But it's just not for everybody. And, yeah, you should be broadening the conversation. Definitely.
What about if you get married and you both decide, or you don't decide or whatever? What about if he changes his mind? Or what about all those things? You cross those bridges when you come to...
Yeah, like, I think if I was to worry about anything that, you know, could change in the future in my relationship, I'd be racked with worry all the time. I think that we're at the moment, we're very much on the same page, and I have enough respect for, you know, him to think that he's telling the truth as he does for me. And it's something that we talked about as early on as was appropriate.
Yeah, one would need to talk about it, all right, but having said that, why should a husband necessarily have a say? I mean, like, you know, it's your body.
It is, but then maybe, you know, you're not with the right person. I think it's important to be with the right person, and, you know, equally be on board.
All right, well, then let's just sort of conclude this bit, I suppose, by saying, like, that being child-free is a deliberate and often it can be a difficult choice, so don't make it harder by seeing it as a lesser one, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. Speak the truth.
Okay, now, well, I'm just throwing that out there to see if anybody at 51552 has anything to throw into that. Even throughout your 20s, were you very aware that society and the media, your loved ones, they all expect you to someday want children, and you'd rock up with a baby in tow and that'll be that?
Yeah, and I find even if, you know, I'm particularly enjoying playing with a baby, people's eyes light up. They're like, oh God, she's coming over to that side. So yeah, no, I do feel the weight of expectation, and there are a lot of people I presume that would hope I would change my mind, which is difficult because, you know, I don't want to feel pressured into anything, but it's life, you know.
When you say, like, you're no interest in kids, sorry, that you don't have interest in having kids, do you share the information apologetically sometimes to ease the world? I mean, sometimes with a hint of maybe compensating bravado, or that you might, I don't know, you might find...
I'm pretty good at gauging how people are going to react, you know, like, right. I said it on TV once before, and I could see the presenter's eyes just kind of going, oh God, stop, so I kind of sugarcoated at that time. But it depends on my audience, I guess. Like, my parents and stuff would be a bit more gentle, but they know how I am, you know. I've always been like this, and they just want me to be happy.
Do you think you wouldn't have to be so kind of, how shall I put it, preemptively defensive, if you like, and sort of get your defence in first if you didn't get so much shit for not having a kid?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, I think it's people's reactions are really interesting to me as well. You usually get a couple of different schools of thoughts, but mostly I find is that, you know, you're going to be lonely when you're old. Who's going to mind you? That brigade. And then you do get the really nice concerned people who are just worried that you're never going to experience this bond and this love. But what they don't realise is they're projecting what they want onto me. And I don't, it's not the same vice versa. And as you say about guys, I don't think men really get the same attention when they say they're not interested in having kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the point.
Apart from Simon Cowell, everyone was always very interested in whether Simon Cowell would ever settle down and have kids. And now he has. And that's what, I find that very interesting, because he's the only man that's ever, people have been concerned about him not having kids in pop culture that I've been aware of.
I hadn't thought about that one. All right, yeah. Okay. By the way, like you know, the people say about kids, you know, you give up your body to make them and your sleep and sanity to raise them. Have you got any worries about kids in terms of, like, God almighty, I couldn't stand that at all?
Do you know what? I think I'd be well able. I'm a fairly able person, but it's just not something that interests me or that I have any desire to take part in at all. Like, it's funny. It just feels like it's not in me. It doesn't even feel like it relates to me.
Here's one here, 51552. Go, girl! I'm 48, single and no kids, never met the right man. Fair enough, and sounds very happy. I'm very same as your guest. Great to hear it being discussed. I'm a primary teacher, enjoy kids greatly, but never felt the need to have kids. Enjoy my life as it is, have a partner, etc. Okay, Pope Francis, by the way.
What about Popey? well,
supposed liberal Pope. Don't be fooled. Anyway, he's been saying, what's this he called it recently? He had a phrase for it recently. He said, apart from the fact that you can beat your kids, he says not having kids is selfish.
This is the argument I never understand. mothers are by nature selfless. I completely get that. But that doesn't mean that women who aren't mothers are selfish. I really don't understand where that argument comes from. If somebody would like to explain that to me, then I'll take it. But it's, yeah, I just don't understand. Is it because we're not furthering the human race? I don't know.
Surely the counter argument is if you have a bunch of kids, you're being selfish. Overpopulation, etc.
It just baffles me, but it's something I hear a lot, and it's in the title of Megan Dobb's book, so it's obviously something she hears a lot as well.
So I've forgotten the title already. Yeah, selfish, shallow, and self-absorbed. 16 writers of the decision not to have kids. Oh, yeah, so it is.
No, I think a lot of women would fear the regret that might come with not having kids, because it's a very big decision. It's probably one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, fearing regret is not a good enough reason to go against my gut instinct. It just isn't. And, you know, if I do, I'm sure everyone has regrets in life, but I'm really pretty certain that this won't be one for me.
All right, 51552, by the way, is our text. Just how offensive can it get? I mean, you must have children to be a real woman.
Oh, that, yeah. I'm not warm, I'm not feminine. Yeah, I've had all those.
But, like, you've had those like, in conversation, like, in to your face.
Yeah,
really?
I sure have. I encounter some nice people.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So basically parenthood, not for everybody and not for you, right? Okay, so how do people react then? Like, do you have to, as I say, get your defence in first?
To the story that I wrote, I got an amazing reaction. I got emails, I got tweets, I got people saying thanks a million for, like your text there, for talking about this, because it has been sort of a taboo subject. If you're a woman and you're fertile and you're, I don't know if I'm fertile or not, but, you know, if you're of childbearing age, you're kind of expected to keep quiet to see what happens, because, you know, I could get pregnant in the next 10, 15 years and, you know, that could happen and I could be eating my words, but I just don't think it's very likely. And I think that it's okay to speak out about it. I think there's a lot of fear if you speak out about it and change your mind, you're going to look like a big idiot or the kids might feel upset one day. But I think once things are communicated properly and done with good faith, then I don't think there's anything to really be worried about.
You're 29. Isn't it fair to say, though, that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily take it from a 22-year-old? But 22-year-olds can actually have a mature decision.
I felt the same way since I was, 8 years old. So, you know, and I was thinking back when I was writing the article, like, I felt the same when I was 15, 19, 20. 22, exactly the same, hasn't changed. If anything, because I feel more comfortable talking about it, I've kind of accepted it a bit more rather than feeling like the odd one out.
Well, here's a question for you. I feel the same. One question, though, hope you don't mind, but when did you discuss this with your partner?
I don't really know. We were friends first, but I think when we had the conversation about whether this was going to be a serious relationship, you know, he was made aware of the fact that I don't ever see myself being a mother, and he said, look, it's not something I've ever really thought would happen to me either. So I'm very lucky in that respect, because if he'd felt entirely differently, then the relationship might not have progressed as it has. So I think it is important to get it in there early enough, but not so early that you're going to terrify somebody.
I feel like inviting a text to slag you here. They're all on your side. This is out of hand.
Thanks, guys.
I totally agree. I don't want kids, but I'm always told condescendingly that I'll change my mind when I'm 30. I'm 27. I think I know my mind. I never say never, but I don't want them now or in the near future. Another one says, so in agreement. New at 26, never wanted kids, now 41, single, free and happy. My choice. Can't understand this Irish taboo crap, rehaving kids.
It's not just an Irish thing, do you know?
Oh, like, yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot
of things are, but this one is not one of them. It's, in America, it seems to be very contentious.
Do you know, one of the things at the heart of any thing that you might believe in, or the heart of feminism in this case, would be the freedom to make choices for yourself without judgment.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking for.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Just a general acceptance, a realisation that, you know, people who don't want children aren't against the idea of parenthood. It's just a personal choice and it should be kind of socially acceptable.
What do you say then to people who tell you, well, look, your biological clock, it just hasn't started ticking yet. It often happens with people younger than you, but don't worry, it will. And then when you get closer to 40, you'll change your mind.
Yeah, I find that such a terrifying idea. And I
terrifying,
say that,
condescending? Do you find it offensive?
I do find it a bit offensive, but, you know, it's often kind of done good naturedly. Like, people are just trying to kind of encourage you.
Oh,
it's
of course,
not
which
but
actually can
I
be
find
worse.
The idea of, that the fact that my hormones could kick in and completely change everything about me and how I think, I find that really frightening. So I kind of relay that back and say, look, I really hope that, you know, my womb doesn't one day decide to procreate for me, for my mind, because it's just not
science fiction movie.
Yeah. Great
to hear that girl talking about what she wants in life as opposed to what everybody else thinks you want. I have one child, found motherhood very hard, and the pressure to have another from friends and colleagues is there.
I had a few women say that to me as well, that they'd had one kid and people were, you know, saying, when are you going to have more?
I had a few kids. So,
you know, that there is that pressure. There's pressure on women across across the spectrum of motherhood. Do you know what I mean? Whether you opt in or out, people are always going to have questions. And it's like, I know a few friends are recently married and everyone's asking them when they're going to have kids now, and it's infuriating. Just let people go at their own pace, you know?
And the selfish argument I mentioned earlier on, just leave it out.
Yeah, just completely. It has absolutely, you know, it's, I don't get how it's selfish if it's just relating to one person's life.
Right, yeah.
Or a couple of people who feel the same way.
Okay, why do people assume that, like, you know, if you don't want kids, that there are reasons that they have the answers to all the time, do you think?
That's the where the kind of good-natured part comes in. I think there was a couple of people tweeting me saying, oh, you know, we just want you to experience what we've experienced. We don't want you to miss out. But, like, I don't have FOMO about fear of missing out about motherhood. I don't think it's something that is ever taken lightly. Obviously, it's not something that I decided overnight. It's something that's been with me for... I just want people to respect the fact that I've considered this. If I'm talking about it, I've thought about it,
and
you know?
The people who want to have kids and can't. Like, well, like, what about guilt? You mentioned in the piece in the Indo that you feel some irrational guilt with regard to women who really want kids but can't have them.
Yeah, I feel bad for them because, it's, you know, really wanting children and not being able to have them must be one of the most difficult things that somebody can go through. But my decision has absolutely no bearing on theirs, you know, and it is an irrational guilt, definitely.
I had my first child 2 years ago. I'm 37 now, and to be brutally honest, I think I had him to have someone to look after me in old age. Isn't that much more selfish than choosing not to have kids? Just to add, I absolutely adore my little boy, and now it is much more than just security in old age. Fair enough text, yeah. Absolutely. Interesting talk. I was exactly like your guest until contraceptive malfunction. Now a lone parent, I dearly adore my child, but finding it challenging as a person on a daily basis. Children are amazing, hard, long-term work. I'm glad, though, every day it enriches my life. Your mum, how does she feel?
I thought she texted in there for
a
second.
She did. I was trying to put that to you without saying that.
What did
Damn
she say?
It.
Tell me.
I don't actually have the text. All I know is she did. Okay, I'm just handing this here because it was outside. Seriously.
My mum is, I think she'd love grandchildren. I think she would. But, you know, she raised me to be an independent thinker and to
your mum's fault.
Yeah, exactly. No, look, I think she would love a few grandchildren running around the place, but she's perfectly happy if I'm happy. That's the way it is.
Right, okay. Really? Okay.
I'm an only child as well, just to make it worse.
I was
going
to get to that bit there. Yeah, does that have a lot to do with things, do you think? Do you find other people in your situation? Do you see the way I said that? Oh my God. We should have recorded this and cut that out. Sorry.
That's okay.
Do you find that other people who similarly feel the same way as you do? Oh no, I said same twice. Anyway, answer the question. You know what I'm asking.
I know a lot of fellow only children who are brilliant mothers and have lots of kids. So no, I don't think that really has any bearing at all. I just feel a bit more guilty because I'm the only chance for my parents to have grandchildren. So that's the only way that comes into it. But no, I know lots of only children who have three or four kids and brilliant mothers.
Right, well, listen, congratulations, Vicky. Just finally, you want to get the message out there that it's okay not to want to have kids, and other people should accept that it's okay too, even if they don't quite get it.
Exactly.
Which is what the book has just come out.
The book is brilliant, by the way. It's a great work. It's loads of really interesting pieces by brilliant writers, so I'd recommend a read for anybody.
Well, your argument or your article is brilliant too. Selfish, Shallow and Self-Absorbed, by the way, is the book you're talking to. I was talking about 16 writers on the decision not to have kids. Vicky Nataro. Vicky, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Very good indeed. Now, let me see.